episode number 42. Today is the 15th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Heidi. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. Douglas Adams says there is an answer to the meaning of life, the universe and everything, but what does he mean by that joke? A new book shows how the number 42 has played a significant role in history and why it matters. When Douglas Adams wrote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, he added a central joke that has become more famous over the years than the novels themselves, the number 42. In an attempt to capitalize on this obsession, we are now looking at the actual events in life. A new book has been released this week that fans of both Hitchhiker's Guide and The Galaxy will recognize immediately. 42 is an important part of life, of the universe and everything in between. The same applies to social benefits approved by IPSASB at its recent meeting in Kuala Lumpur. Social services is a long-running project of the Malaysian Institute of Science and Technology and the result of a group of researchers from the Physics Institute of the University of Malaysia. Work on this issue began in 2002 and the board has been trying to achieve this standard ever since. Why Adams chose 42 is the subject of much speculation, but the answer is very simple. In 2007, Adams refuted many of his suspicions in a fan-based Usenet newsgroup. They are a series of ordinary, smaller numbers, but it is the one we have chosen for its simplicity, and not for any reason other than the fact that it works. Adams's mysterious figures have even inspired some of the most popular science fiction and fantasy novels of all time. There's even a running gag in one of Adams's most famous novels, Hitchhiking Through the Galaxy, "I'm 42 and thinking about starting a new family, so I'd be amused if you had a few answers for me." Hitchhiking Through the Galaxy, those who were looking for the answer to life, the universe and everything in its entirety were rather disappointed by the answers to 42. The answer certainly didn't behave, the supercomputer Deep Thought warned, pointing out that I never specified exactly what the ultimate question was, never really knew what it was. I had my best guess, but I had to point it out to you. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, an advanced alien being, has developed a supercomputer called Deep Thought to answer the so-called ultimate question, and the answer was the number 42. After calculating 7.5 million years, Deep Thinking decided to design a computer called Earth to fathom the ultimate question. Deep Thought didn't know exactly which question to answer, which, according to The Hitchhiker's Guide, made 42 a completely meaningless answer, but Deep Thought knew that it had designed the supercomputer called Earth itself to raise questions every 10 million years. The shocking answer led to an even larger supercomputer called Earth being tasked with determining what the question was. Answer, calculated by supercomputers like Deep Thought, and it is the answer to life, the universe and everything. Earth was destroyed by the Vogons, just a few years before their mission to find the ultimate question was to be completed, but not before the answer was found. A supercomputer called Deep Thought provided the answer to number 42, and it seems as if he did. As we ponder the ever-expanding universe, the answers also seem to be 42, because IT is a project management service, and it does. At this booth, Stoneseed will present its PMaaS model, which gives you access to projects, professional resources and tools at flexible and predictable costs. A group of superintelligent beings asked a supercomputer to learn the answer to the question, what is the number 42 in the universe? Christians talk a lot about holiness, but we often do not understand what the word means and what it means. It is said that the Bible is holy because the fundamental meaning of the term holy is something that distinguishes one from other things. The Bible was called holy in the sense that it was distinguished from all other books. This is actually the first book in the radio category of this post, but I have cheated by adapting the latest film from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series instead of the original. The story follows Arthur Dent, a simple man who survived the destruction of Earth as a Ford prefect and then embarks on another adventure. The aliens created a supercomputer called Deep Thought and asked him to answer all the questions about life, the universe and everything. Deep Thought mentioned that it would take 7.5 million years to come to the ultimate answer. This has been backquote. Episode 42. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.